Pues tío, que es jueves y el cuerpo lo sabe. Entonces, ¿a dónde vamos a ir? ¡A Lindo, Michoacán! I know, Fabi's not here, así que no me sale tan chida como cuando he's here. But you heard it right. Lindo, Michoacán is again a sponsor of Latinos Who Lunch and we are so excited. But remember, cuando vengan a Las Vegas, you have to go to the original Lindo, Michoacán on Desert Inn. Que no se les olvide, aleluya, amén. Desert Inn, the original Lindo, Michoacán, where they have your favorite. Ya se la saben, las carnitas, la sopa de fideo, las tostadas, el chile colorado y guara guara la cucharation, you name it. And for coming back as our sponsors, Lindo Michoacán is offering all of our listeners 20% off. You heard it right. 20% off to all of our listeners. All you have to do is just go there, say, "Hey girl, hey, I listen to Latinos Lunch." "Okay, girl, 20% off." That's it. So you have to have what, like 5 meals and you basically get a free one. Don't forget it. Lindo Michoacán on Desert Inn, the original one, 20% off to all of Latinos who listen. Yes, and Latinos Who Lunch listeners. Don't forget. Lindo Michoacán. Save water. Drink margaritas. Muchachos, me encuentro solo. Yes, I'm alone here. Well, I'm not alone. We are so busy. Fabi's been working nonstop in an amazing installation at Reno at Sierra Arts. So actually, if you're in Reno right now, just don't forget to go to his opening. It's this Saturday at Sierra Arts, and he's doing amazing stuff. I've been seeing the process of his installation, and of course, he's gonna surprise us all. I miss you, girl, but I wanted to give you a little bit of an introduction for today's episode. So because he's busy doing that, and I'm here in school. By the way, my people from Chicago, I'm coming to you guys next year. Next semester, I'm going to be living there. So if you're from Chicago, send me your messages. Let's get together. But we'll talk about it later when I get together with Fabi and we'll do, like a proper guara guara la cuchara. In the meantime, just know that it's the end of the semester. It's going crazy right here. I haven't stopped. I just saw Beyonce, so we have to talk about that, but I'm not gonna do it here again. I can I, you know the problem is that even though I can talk for a whole hour because that's what I do for a living, no me sale igual sin este cabrón. So I'm gonna save all those cool conversations for when Fabi's here, and then we're gonna record a Guara Guara La Cuchara. So all you have to do is wait 2 weeks. Wait, what? 2 weeks? Yes. You have to wait 2 weeks because we have actually two special episodes coming up to you right now. The first one is this week, and we're going to air an episode of Songmas that we recorded with our friend Richardina. Shout out, Richardina. Sabes que te queremos. He's traveling all over the place. Follow him on Instagram. He is, creo que ya estuvo en Guatemala, and he's gonna be in Mexico, and he's just doing all these amazing things. And if you haven't heard Songmas, pues ya se la saben. Google it, loca. Songmas is one of my favorite, if not my favorite podcast out there. A lot of the music that I recommend to you guys comes from Beverly and Richardina from Songmas. They are music journalists based in New York. Well, now Richard is traveling all over the place, but they're always bringing new stuff. So Richard was here not too long ago and he said, "Let's record an episode. Let's try to do an episode about newish music." So we sat down and we're like best buddies. So we talked for an hour. But in the meantime, as we were talking, we started making recommendations about music. And the good thing about Songmas is that he actually plays the episodes. So this is what you're gonna hear this week, an actual episode of Songmas where you can actually hear the recordings, and we're gonna talk about music. Fabi brings awesome recommendations from Guatemala, Central America represent. Y ya saben yo con mis hipsteradas que no me aguanto, pero what are you gonna do? I know, todavía me duele la garganta, pero ya fui con el doctor Fabi. I went to the doctor last week. And he actually told me that it's nothing major, there are allergies. Pero ya sabes cómo soy yo. I'm a fucking Mexican. I don't believe in allergies. So I'm just like, ugh, okay. So I just took Allegra y listo. Like, I don't have cough anymore. I spent the whole weekend in LA. I went to Arrowhead with my dude and his family, and it was amazing. And I could breathe. I can actually breathe. Everything is much better. I know I'm rambling. But anyway, so back to what I was saying. Songmas episode coming to you right now. Listen, really great music. We have almost like exclusive, because some of this music is some of the first times you're actually going to hear it out there in the airwaves. And then next week, we're going to bring you a regular episode of Latinos Who Lunch. But this time, it's only going to be an interview with Richard. So Richard is going to tell us why he does Songmas, some of the ideas behind it. He's going to tell us a little bit about his career as a music journalist. So don't forget it. This week right now, some good music and some Guara Guara La Cucharations with our friend Richard Tina. And next week is going to be an interview with him. And then after that, we're going to give you an actual Guara Guara La Cuchara and give you all the details, because we've been busy. Girl, again, I saw Beyonce. Ugh, muerto. Me tuvieron que despegar del pasto de ese pinche concierto. It was so amazing. In the meantime, again, if you're in Reno, don't forget to go to Sierra Arts so you can support our friend Fabi, who's doing amazing things. And if you're in LA, on May 12th, we're going to be doing a live episode for DragCon. We're going to interview a couple of Latina sisters from RuPaul's Drag Race. And it's amazing. This is the second year we get invited to DragCon, and we cannot be happier about it. So once again, Latinos Who Lunch at DragCon on May 12th. And this Saturday is going to be Favi's opening at Sierra Arts. Thank you very much for listening. Esto ha sido un anuncio para la iglesia de la Sara Sara y los últimos días. Chao.
Y la cosa suena ra, y la cosa suena ra. Scooby-Doo, papá. Y el pum 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 pum. Y el pum 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 pum. Y la cosa suena ra, y la cosa suena ra. Scooby-Doo, papá.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Songmas. My name is Richard Villegas, and right now we are listening to the iconic track of the century called Scooby-Doo Papa. And this is by La Tropa Estrella. This is a little cumbia version. I have some very special guests in the studio. We're going to play this track out. We'll be right back. But, you know, in the meantime, bailen el pasito perrón. It's pretty fucking good.
Scooby-Doo Papa. Y el pum 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 pum. Y el pum 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 pum. Y el pum 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 pum. Pum 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 pum. Tú quieres jugar, pásame los 20. Tú quieres jugar, pásame los 20. Tú quieres jugar, pásame los 20. Si no, te voy a arrancar los dientes. Tú quieres jugar, pásame los 20. Tú quieres jugar, pásame los 20. Tú quieres jugar, pásame los 20. Si no, te voy a arrancar los dientes. Pasa la manguera. Pasa la manguera, pasa la manguera, si no, te va a buscar problemas. Pasa la manguera, pasa la manguera, pasa la manguera, si no, te va a buscar problemas. Cosa suena ra, y la cosa suena ra. Scooby-Doo papá, y el pum 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 pum, y el pum 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 pum. Y la cosa suena ra, y la cosa suena ra. Scooby-Doo papá, y el pum 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 pum, y el pum 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 pum, y el pum 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 pum, pum 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 pum. Y la cosa suena ra, 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 ra. Scooby-Doo papá, y el pum 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 pum, y el pum 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 pum, y el pum 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 pum, pum 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 pum. Y la cosa suena ra, 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 ra. Scooby-Doo papá, y el
quieres juca, pásame los 20. Tú quieres juca, pásame los 20. Tú quieres juca, pásame los 20. Si no, yo voy a arrancar los dientes. Pasa la manguera. Pasa la manguera. Pasa la manguera. Si no, te va a buscar problemas. Pasa la manguera. Pasa la manguera. Pasa la manguera. Si no, te va a buscar problemas.
And we are back, and I am in the studio right now with people who've been here before, but never together. I'm joined by Latinos Who Lunch, Babelito, and Fabi Fab. How are y'all doing, guys?
Hello, hello, hello.
Kosho, kosho, kosho.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Dreams come true, bish.
Let's harmonize.
Hi.
Nope, that's all the same note. That was all the same note.
Oh, my God.
That's okay.
Sometimes I do things like this, and I wonder, I'm like, are conservative Christians right?
They are.
Do gays need to be ended?
They must be.
My
they
God, rapture us already, bitch. Pa que las deje atrás. Plebe.
Wow.
Adios, pelusa. Me fui pa'l cielo.
Pelusa por aquí, pelusa por allá.
Yes, bitch. Okay, yeah, this is sickening. Okay, the levels are good. I'm into it. This sounds great. We're going to be killing it today. I'm really excited because I've had you both on the show. Shout out to Beverlisa Left Eye Lopez up in New York City.
We love you, Beverlisa.
We love you.
Love, Gert.
Beach. Bad woman. But yes, and yeah, so you've both been on our show before, and that, you know, again, dreams come true, and I just guessed it on Latinos Who Lunch, so watch out for that, listeners, and the interwebs. Just make sure you Google it, loca. But this is the first time that I have both of you in the same room, and I'm currently in Las Vegas living my fucking dreams. And I gagged yesterday because, yeah, I was like, I've been friends with both of you guys for like the better part of a year, more than a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time that all three of us have been in the same room together. So
it just seems like we were in the same room like many times before.
Yeah.
So I didn't even think about it.
Well, you guys are amazing. And you're always like giving us like Song Mess, like really fabulous shout outs on your show. And like, thank you so much, because you guys don't understand, like, we've gotten so many new listeners through you. So, you know, really, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, hashtag support Brown Podcasts.
Welcome, and thank you for having such an amazing podcast. My favorite thing to do is when I have a long commute is to put Song Mess on.
Mine too.
I love it. When I was doing my road trip across Texas, I went back, bitch, into the archive and just listened to episode after episode after episode of you and Beverlisha just shading the shit out of each other. So good.
Well, if you're a new listener, I encourage you to start from the most recent episode and work your way back, because by that point you'll be exhausted or possibly more forgiving with the real early episodes. But yeah, those were a lot. We were doing the most. And so, yeah, again, for, you know, let's pretend these people that are listening to us today don't know Latinos Who Lunch, which, girl, get your life together. So what is Latinos Who Lunch? Who are you guys? What do you do?
Latinos Who Lunch is it's a podcast that started approximately 2 years ago. It's between two friends that want to engage in conversations from everything from food to identity politics. We get into it. We do... we start our conversations with food because food, it's part of our culture. This is how we break the ice, and then we get deep into everything from Drag Race, which we talked about in our episode, all the way to colorism in the Latino community. So we like to engage in very heavy conversations, but also in very light conversations. And I feel like, I don't feel like, but I'm an art historian. Fabi is an artist, so we have something in a way different to bring to the Latinx podcast world, because we're not very represented out there, so we're creating our own damn thing, our own damn space, and it seems to be working out. So,
well, and it's so cool that you talk about representation, because Fabi, I feel like a lot of your work deals with representing your background and, you know, just sort of like Latinidad in a very specific medium. If you can please talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, representation matters, and just creating space is so important.
Right.
So that's what we're doing with the podcast. That's what I do with my art. It's like a lot of times as POCs or as queer people, we are told to be quiet. Right. We are told to make ourselves smaller. We are told to just kind of don't bother anybody, right? Mm-hmm. And that's how people tolerate us. Right. So the louder we are, the more space we take up, the better, right? I love this. We had a guest on our show one time talk about how when she's a black woman, when she's in a Starbucks and people look at her crazy, for example, she'll just spread out. She'll just make herself bigger, right? Mm-hmm. And I love that advice. Yeah. I love that story. And that's what I've been doing now recently. I was like, oh, like today when we went to the mountains, yes, and that kid was looking at me, you know, like looking at us because we're gay, obviously.
Is that what it was?
I was like, hey, girl. I waved at her. I waved at him.
It wasn't because my look was on point?
Oh, maybe that's what it was. He was like, Scooby-Doo, pop, pop.
Hey. Actually, what a great transition point. Let's talk about this incredible song that you brought in, Fabi. Why Scooby-Doo, pop, pop? Why now?
Well, it's the trend that swept the nation. And I said swept
of Islam.
Because... Because I was getting my hair cut a couple of weeks ago, and I heard it on the radio when I was getting my hair cut, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And my friend, Perla, shout out to Perla, who cuts my hair, was like, oh, this has been on the internet for the last like couple of months.
Right.
Like, we're already late because we're old. And so I thought it was a perfect song for me. Because I don't know anything about music, really, and I'm behind compared to you and Babelito. Because I'm like, I'm still listening to like Solange from 2 years ago,
and you're like, wow, it's amazing.
I was like, this shit is so fire.
These cranes in the sky, girl. Has anybody heard of them? It's amazing.
So that's how it goes. But of course, whenever there's a big trend, I think it was DJ Crass out of mm-hmm. New York is the original song, and it came out like last September, but then it had a resurgence in February because the internet, because Instagram, some famous Instagrammers started using it and dancing to it, and then YouTube got a hold of it, and they started doing all these funny dances, choreographed dances to it, so it became kind of like the Harlem Shake of this year for Latin Americans in a way, right?
Yeah. And it's undergone the remix treatment and cover treatment in so many different styles.
Yes. And that's why I love the internet, because now there's a better version, of course, a cumbia version.
Of course.
That I learned about on De Colores Radio.
Oh, did they play it?
They talked about it.
Oh, God.
And so then I hashtag Googled it loca.
Of course.
And I've been playing it nonstop. So
amazing.
That's the song you heard.
Oh, that's amazing. And like, you know, actually Beverly and I were going to bring it in for a previous episode, and like, it just didn't fit
really?
In. Yeah. It just didn't fit in with like what we were doing that day. And then I was like, oh, the time has passed, whatever. So I'm like really happy that we have had the chance to play it here.
So shout out to,
La Tropa Estrella.
Tropa Estrella for making the cumbia version.
Where are they from?
They're from the world.
I think they were Colombian, right?
I think so. Cool. I don't know.
Whatever. Google it, locas. And that's what we're gonna be doing today. So like again, we've
Ay,
carajo, uepa! We've actually had both of you guys on the show before, and we wanna, you know, like we did themes on those times, and I was like, why not, you know, do a new music episode, or at least newish, you know, like
ish.
What things that you guys are listening to. I've actually brought in a couple tracks myself, you know, just so that we can like share the burden. I want to go into the first track from you, Babelito, which is a track by Mercedes Nasta.
Yes, this is an amazing girl. She's a mystery. She has the best fucking Instagram page. I think she's a visual artist from Mexico City, and she came out with this project in 2016. The name of the album is called Basalto, and it's a dreamy cumbia, all kinds of Latin American sounds in the almost drone sort of way. It was one of my recommendations in the podcast before. It came out a while ago, but it came in our feed from my boyfriend, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And I can't stop listening to the album. I gave it to Pat from De Colores Radio.
That's amazing.
She gave it this stamp of approval, so I was like, this is a perfect track to play in Songmas.
Amazing. Yeah, Pat was my festival buddy at South By, so if Pat approves, you know, this is going to be good shit. Okay, so the track is called Paricutin. This is by Mercedes Nasta. Have a good listen. We'll be right back.
Yeah. si se enfría esto en mi piel. Yo sé que tendré más alto la faz. Y levantaré pirámides en nombre del amor. Thank you.
And we are back. And so we listened to Mercedes Nasta. And that last track that we heard there was the new Balloon track. It's a new single off their Prisma Tropical album.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I know that you guys are like, you know, fans of Balloon, which I think is really cool. We've talked about how like it seems that you discovered them on Songmess.
Yes.
I don't want to hype us because we already know that we're bad bitches. I want to talk more about like why you like Balloon so much. What is it about Balloon that resonates with you?
Because I gave up on reggaeton a long time ago, and okay. I think it was the first time that I heard dembow being used right.
Let's say differently.
Differently. Being used right for Babelito.
Okay, there we go. Uh-huh.
So it just gave me so much life. I remember I was parking in... I was going to go see my advisor. Shout out, Kirsten. I love you. And she asked me to go get a lemon pie from Whole Foods. And as I was parking, the song came on. And I just stayed in the parking lot waiting for the whole entire song. And I'm like, what is this fucking podcast? And what is this fucking Caribbean music? I need to pay attention. So I owe you forever for Balloon. And now they're one of my favorite bands. And based on this song, the album is going to be out of fucking control. I can't wait.
I can't. I mean, I'm super, super excited. Balloon, you know, Balloon have been good friends for a while. Like, you know, I lived in New York. You know, I'm on the road now, Bish. But yeah, and like I would always run into them at shows and stuff. And like, so like, and I became friends with them, and I've been supporting them a long, long time. All their singles leading up to like this new record have been fabulous. I'm like, I'm really, really excited. I saw them I saw them twice at South by Southwest.
Shut the fuck
and
up.
Like I saw them perform over the summer, and just seeing them now is just so different. Like they're so, so good, so tight. Like the new music live sounds fabulous.
I can't.
They even played a song that they were saying it's like it's not even on the record. It's just like well, I don't know if it's on the record or not, but I do know that they had finished writing it. That's why I'm assuming it's not on the record. Mm-hmm. They finished writing it the day before they came to South By, and bitch, that was a banger and a half. It's so good. It's called La Salida. Watch out for it, because I've been like, put it out. Put it out. Like, I just, like, I loved that track. The track was amazing.
I can't wait to see them live. That's the thing. Like, those bands don't get to Vegas. Yeah. All of the bands that you play, they never make it to Vegas.
Well, shit. I mean, you guys, so you have to support local shit, you know, to create a scene so that people start coming down. That's what I was telling Pat and, like, the De Colores crew. I was like, Pat, like, because Pat has worked with booking companies. And I'm like, you know, and she has pushed to bring certain Latin artists or to like, I think she pushed to have Cuco book down there, you know, and he came and he like, it was his biggest sold out audience to date. And like, you know, I'm just like, you know, a lot of these artists come to Austin, you know, some of them go to Houston, you know, Dallas is not that far away. You know,
yeah.
if you can get them booked, they will come,
yeah.
You know, like they already have a great Latinx scene there with like DJs and stuff. Like El Dusty is like a huge, you know, force in Texas. I'm like, if you book them, they will come, you know. Damn. You can help build this. So, Fabi, you seemed very excited when we played the song, but I didn't know that you were a big Balloon fan.
They're just fucking cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I love them so much. And but Babelito introduced, well, you, and then Babelito introduced me to them.
And we always play them in our road trips. They always.
I love them so much.
I'm really excited for what they're bringing. And I don't want to just gloss over Mercedes Nasta. I want to talk about that because, like, that was really great. It's a bit on the longish side, so it's probably getting cut down a little bit.
When you smoke weed and you listen to that shit, it can go on for another 40 fucking minutes and you don't get bored.
You just trip balls forever.
It just keeps going and going, and every single song is like that. It's drone Latin American music. It's what it is. Like, there's one that even sounds like has like pre-Columbian sounds, but it's just, and it's only 3 minutes, but it seems like it's forever. I don't know, like, you have to, it's very hard to classify,
right?
That's why I love it.
Yeah, it's we're definitely going to feature an edited down version of the track, so I encourage you to find Mercedes Nasta. Find again, the track is Paricutin. And just, you know, make sure you find it and like really give it a full listen. Give the album a listen. Like, she's really interesting. I actually can't wait to like listen.
And it's
to
a visual artist. She's amazing.
That's
too
cool.
Just follow her. Just type Mercedes Nasta in Instagram and you'll see. Because it seems like she's not pushing her music as much as her visual art. So I wondered if this is just a side project. I need to do more of my research. But I know that she hasn't pulled. She's doing a lot of playlists based on her music.
Right.
So it's almost like the inspiration. That's why I started getting back into listening to Cesaria Évora, which in a way I already forgotten, Cape Verde music. And she put in one of the playlists and I was like, fuck, Cesaria Évora is a badass. And I listened to her playlist. It's all African music.
Right.
Fucking amazing shit. You got to listen to it.
I can't wait. Yeah. And just a quick reminder, that Balloon track is called El Espanto. That's their new single. Make sure you find it as well.
Ooh. Flawless.
Now, Fabulous Fav.
Yeah.
So we've talked about, like, again, like your artwork deals a lot with your Latinidad.
Yeah.
And like a lot of, because like, you know, I know that a lot of people identify you as Mexican, but yeah, I don't know if everybody knows that you're also half Guatemalan.
Mm-hmm.
And you've brought in some Guatemalan music today.
Yeah.
I want to know what's tea. I want to know like why we're highlighting your Guatemalan side today.
I'm really in tune with my Guatemalans, with my Chapinos out there. Chapines for life. So right before we recorded this, I Googled Guatemalan bands and I found some really awesome ones.
I'm really excited about what you brought in today.
Yeah. So
let's talk about Easy Easy.
So Easy Easy is right up my alley because if you go to my Spotify or my Apple Music, most of the things that I listen to are hip hop and R&B by women.
Okay.
And Easy Easy is just like it's so easy to listen to. Mm-hmm. So
and just FYI, there's no women in Easy Easy, but they're still fucking dope.
I know, but it still has the R&B
yeah
vibe. And there's a song that just came out called Three Eyes that I really, really enjoy.
Absolutely. And yeah, and you know, for those Jesse Baez, who is the front man of Easy Easy, he's broken out on his own. They didn't like break up or anything. He's just like, you know, exploring his own solo shit. But Jesse Baez is like blowing up. So
yeah,
and he's also doing this like, you know, very trappy influence R&B, sad boy situations. Like, he's really cool. He's blowing up. He just signed the contract with like Universal.
Damn.
Yeah, he's about to explode. So again, like, it's all along the same vein. Again, R&B, hip hop, like royalty. You know, watch out for his new shit. But yeah, let's listen to Easy Easy. The track is called Three Eyes. We will be right back.
Down.
I've got three eyes. I've got three eyes. Oh, I see through your lies. I've got three eyes. One, two, three eyes. Oh, I see your lies. But I don't mind. I really don't mind. I'm enlightened, don't be frightened, solo quiero tenerte. I've got three eyes, I've got three eyes. Oh, 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 I see through your lies. I've got three eyes, one, two, three eyes. Oh, 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 I see your light. Oh no, baby, baby, I think I'm going crazy, 'cause I pretend. Pretend I'm blind. Ooh, baby, ooh, baby, ooh, baby, ooh, I see you.
Solo quiero tenerte y prefiero no verte porque lo veo todo, yo lo veo todo. Solo quiero tenerte y pretendo no verte porque lo veo todo, yo lo veo todo.
Desabrido. Objetivizar lesbianas, eso te prende el mecate. Ve y perfúmate el sobaco con tu Axe de chocolate. ¿Quieres que te complazcan? Ni te importa la mujer. 5 minutos te bastan a la hora de coger. Legalizar a las de 15 es una idea equivocada. Ve y límpiate la riata con tu polo acartonada. Si molestas a una chica, vas y culpas al alcohol. Mejor lárgate de aquí y ponte a ver el fútbol. Como chingas por las calles, tus piropos son acoso. Mejor cierra tu hocico, pinche vato rebaboso. Siempre lo que hacen es jalar la codorniz. Tal vez porque no saben dónde está el clítoris. Te crees muy chingón, jefe de todo el mundo. Que toquen tu próstata es tu miedo más profundo. Tu masculinidad tan frágil como cristal. ¿Te molesta mi actitud? Pues perdón, gran semental. ¿Cómo está eso? Sexo débil la mujer. Débiles nosotros hombres quejándonos por doquier. Para hablar de morras armas toda una asamblea. Después con tus amigos ves el club de la pelea. ¿Quieres que te la chupen? Como rocaleta, mijito, si no sabes ni planchar tu camiseta. La Mickey Minaj me queda cortita. Que yo con mis rimas te arranqué la peluquita.
Okay, well, that shit was crazy. But before we move on from Easy Easy, I just want to highlight the fact that Jesse Baez was not singing in that. Yeah. Fabi, you have the deets, right?
Sofía Insúa y Beaumont.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, again, Jesse is...
I'm, like, really cool. Like, I know all of the Guatemalan bands, so, like, I listen to it all the time.
Okay. But, yeah, I just wanted to clarify that since Jesse's not actually on the track.
Yeah, but on the older albums.
Yeah, he totally is. Yeah, and, again, sure. Who's to say that he won't be again? But, yeah, I just wanted to clarify that. Now, let's talk about Sailor Fag. What? Babelito, explain yourself.
There's been a couple of moments in my life where I see something and it completely me arrebasa. There's no explanation. And Sailor Fag, the first one is Pointy Boots and Tribal. I saw that shit. Fair. I said, all of my theoretical background cannot explain this bullshit. I don't know what to say.
But it's great.
I'm giving up. Yes, it's great. Sailor Fag is another one.
Yeah.
A listener gave me this recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what was going on. So I opened the YouTube video. Bish, this guy, this kid is amazing. He's now performing. He's opening for Adore in Mexico City.
Adore Delano?
Delano.
Yes. Really?
He's doing his fucking thing. That's amazing. He's coming. He is always being, like, people throw shade at him all the fucking time on Twitter.
Of course.
He doesn't give a fuck. When I saw this, I texted Justin Favi immediately. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if this is what kids are doing in Latin America now, tiro la toalla sin ningún problema.
We're
going to
be okay.
And I am fucking so happy. Like, I feel like I've been waiting for Sailor Fag since I was like 12 years old. And it's finally here. And it's so sleek and perfect. He's going to start the songs are pretty short. I think he's going to start producing longer and longer songs, but he's doing his thing. I'm not going to rush him. I'm just happy that he exists.
Well, Fabi and I were talking about this today, like, because we were listening to George Michael, or really I was playing George Michael and Fabi was stuck there. But
accurate.
But I love George Michael, and it's because, I have different pop stars that I look up to, but with George Michael, he's one of the first queer pop stars that I can think of that really owned the fact that he was a sexual being. Like, you know, if you think of, like, mm-hmm. someone like, you know, people, you know, David Bowie or Prince, who were like queerish, you know, they're more inspirations, you know. Or like if you think about, you know, Freddie Mercury, he was doing it but not really talking about it. Like he just was doing it, and like if you get it, you get it. If you don't get it, you don't get it. But George was very like, I'm gay and I fuck. Deal with it.
In bathroom stalls.
And like then made a, you know, the music video about it with like mirrored urinals, and that's amazing. Mm-hmm. So like I'm really appreciating that, like at least recently I've noticed this trend of like queer musicians like across the board, you know, really owning their sexuality. Cause like it's something that we've had to whitewash to sort of like win many political victories, and you know, great. And I guess you do whatever you got to do to like get to where you need to be. But like, I really am happy to see this resurgence of people like just being like, yeah, like, you know, sexuality and smuttiness and like, you know, disease and struggle, like it's all a part of our history. You got to take the good with the bad. It is what it is, but we can't pretend like it's not there. So like, I really, really love what the Sailor Fag kid is doing, because he's super young, right?
Yeah, he's a teenager, I think.
Amazing.
And he's flawless. Like he always posts pictures about all the makeup and everything that he does to go to the grocery store and shit like that. And I just love it. And it's coming from Mexico. It's coming from Mexico City. But it's just, I live for his Twitter, and I live for anything that he puts out. It's amazing.
That's amazing. And actually, like, I, you know, let's build on Sailor Fag for a minute before we move on to more music, because, you know, again, we're all locas in this room, and like, you know, I feel like the Support Brown podcast sort of community, so many of the podcasts here are queer, you know, so there's us, there's Jotos Recuerdos, Radio Menea, you know, and so like, do you feel like this community that we've built, like we, or, and of course, like Luis, nos vemos en el swap meet. is it weird that this is a thing? Like, you know, do you know what I mean?
It's not weird, but it's also something that I'm conscious of. Is like a bubble that we've created. Like we think that there's a lot of us because we're listening to each other, but like who listens to us?
Right.
Right. So it's like, yeah, we all know each other. And we all support each other, and it's, but it's like, because we all know of each other, but like in the greater podcasting world, do they, is it really that many?
Right.
Probably not.
I mean, at least like, at least we have things like The Read, for example, that are like these powerhouses, and they are so overt about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, especially, I really enjoy the fact that Kid Fury is out here, you know, like talking about the girls, and like he'll say this about like straight people, and just like he has incorporated Kiki language into his like day-to-day vernacular, and it's something that I've done as well, and it's a sign of protest, not just because I'm a big old queen, but it's just like I like getting that like sort of like, you know, that taken aback moment from like straight people, and I'm like, gag, Kenny, you know.
Yeah, then the Real Housewives of Atlanta start using that language.
Well, and then we have to drag them, but you know, it is what it is.
The gag is.
The gag is, Kenny. But that's amazing. Yeah, I it's, you know, we have like Beverly and I like have discussed, you know, our queerness before, and it's really cool. That we have these platforms where we can discuss it honestly.
But see, that's the beauty of Sailor Fag, that I don't think that kids need to think about this and things as much as we did, as much as other generations did. It's just part of who they are. Like, this is much more natural to them, you know what I mean? So that's why I think it's so badass that his unapologeticism comes from a place so different than ours. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I fucking love that.
There was this meme going around for a minute. It was like 1998, the kids are calling everything gay. Mm-hmm. And 2008, the kids have realized that they shouldn't probably be calling everything gay. Mm-hmm. And then 2018, the kids are calling everything gay again, but this time in a good way.
In a good way.
And I was like, ooh, that hits really close to home in like a kind of a scary, truthful but scary way. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. You know, maybe there is hope. Maybe.
I think so. I mean, that's why I said when I saw this kid, I'm like, tiro la toalla, me retiro con permiso, and I'm happy. And I'm happy.
And thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a quick musical break here. I want to play you. They are one of my highlights from South by Southwest, even though I didn't actually get to see them, just because I love them. Salt Cathedral is back with a new track called No Love. This is off their forthcoming albums, Small Waves, Big Waves, or Big Waves, Small Waves, I forget. But they are doing this amazing sort of dance hall, but like electronic, but like cool and awesome and amazing, and like it's just really a trip. It's dancey, it's pop, everybody should be listening to Salt Cathedral. And again, their message is really beautiful. So again, the track is called No Love, Colombianos via Brooklyn. Let's give it a listen. Let's have a dance. We'll be right back.
Down. Yeah.
See our brothers stop killing each other like animals, like animals. We set me free. I'm a brother and we look like each other. We're animals, we're animals. Come with me, dancing on thunder. Follow instincts and not be afraid. Holding our bodies, commit to what they are. Can we get a little closer?
Salt Cathedral. Any thoughts, guys?
They're cool.
Beautiful yeah. stuff.
Yeah.
I already added to my playlist. So.
Oh, there
work
we go. Down.
I'm gonna need Salt Cathedral to really be the soundtrack to the summer, please. Thank Yay. You so much.
That I can't wait amazing. For like upbeat music. Because it's like I feel like Babelito, you go through phases.
Yes.
And then when it's like cold and whatever, you listen to a lot of slower music.
Oh yeah, I'm like a total
but it's getting warmer, and I see that your playlists are getting more.
Se viene el perreo.
Actually, no, because on the summers I go to Puebla and rains every day, and it just brings me down.
Oh, well, I'm glad I'm not there to listen to whatever you're playing.
The playlist for the summer are.
What's your go to for like a good cheer up song? Like what brings you out of a funk?
Vacaciones en el más allá. That's one of my favorite songs of all time.
By whom?
By Pedro Piedra.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's my song.
I've seen him live like three times. I just don't get it. I don't get it.
That song, it's a perfect pop song.
I might have to listen to it, like find it or something, because I don't know it. I never connected with Pedro Piedra.
The first time I heard that song, mm-hmm. I put it in repeat for like 3-4 days.
Really?
I kid you not. I was like, this is the greatest pop song ever. And it's on top there with my favorite songs of all time.
Really? That's mm-hmm. nuts. I definitely have to find this.
So like I can be in a bad mood, and then if Pedro Piedra Vacaciones en Más Allá comes in, I'm happy.
We played Pedro Piedra once on the show and Beverly brought him in. Was that the song? Do you remember? Do you know?
No. I'm gonna be honest, I don't like him.
Same.
That album is good. The other albums are meh. But Vacaciones and then Más Allá is just such a good fucking song.
Musically, I'm not really into him, but I've seen him live before, and he's a hell of a performer, so I'll definitely give him that.
Yeah.
What about you, Fabi? Do you have anything that pulls you out of a funk?
Well, have you ever heard of a little band called the Black Eyed Peas?
Oh, my God. Shut up. They do a fabulous Whitney rendition Houston. Of the national anthem.
Have you seen Whitney Houston in her reality show being Bobby Brown? When she was like, shut up. She did that.
I got a feeling.
Kiss my ass.
You know what's funny is that, so I have certain songs for certain things. So when I was in Puebla, actually I felt that. I felt a little, because it was raining a lot when I was there a couple years ago. How do you know, bitch?
Did that tornado come around your room before I came?
Every time I hear that album of Frank Ocean, I think of you in Puebla all the time.
For real? Yes. How did you know that?
Because I remember listening to it and you making art there. Oh, everything I listen to has a memory. Friends. Yes.
I would listen to Sweet Life I was walking down the street.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I almost cried.
So I can't believe you clocked it, bitch. Okay, and then I used to work at Caesar's Palace in like a really boring administrative assistant job.
Hot.
And I'm sorry, I was gallery director.
There we go.
That was my official title. My job a lot of the times is to go check the mail, and I would take like an hour to check the mail, and I had a mega Beyonce mix.
Yeah.
So it was Get Me Bodied.
Of course.
The extended version.
Clearly.
And then, of course, Single Ladies, mm-hmm. and then Run the World. Like those three, and I would play them on the loop. Oh no! And then the one,
I'll take you there.
Yeah, that one. Of course. That one.
End of Time.
End of Time.
Yeah.
Yes, bitch. How did you know?
Because I know, girl.
So those four songs, I would have them on loop, and I would just like walk around for like an hour, like checking the mail. I'm doing air quotes. Here.
This is mess. Well,
and it would just make me feel great.
Well, we're nearing the end of the show. We have like our last round of songs. Babelekis, you brought in a track by Caloncho,
mm-hmm.
who I've also seen live.
Ay, cállate ya.
Another one that I'm not into, actually.
Caloncho is a very good example of what you were talking about in our podcast, that there's no small movements. It's just the way that we think about those music movements. So today I just mentioned Caloncho in when we were eating in my mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend, who's not in tune at all to anything indie, he's like, oh yeah, they're from Guadalajara. I can't believe
Caloncho's
you like them.
Caloncho's huge, yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea. Because this band came to my attention because this song that you're going to play was dedicated to me and it was sent to me.
Aww.
So like the lyrics are just like, me derrito en un abismo de pasión.
Of course. Nice. Okay, so we're going to listen to Brillo Mio and we will be right back.
Con mis manos, una hamaca de mi carne, apapuchi por la playa, cuando el suelo está que arde, te haré piecito pa' que saltes, cuando te olvides las llaves, seré tu rayo y tu caballo. Vehículo de amor, quédate aquí en mi pecho, brillo mío. Nos mediremos con las manos otra vez.
pecho hasta que duermas. Un masaje con mi lengua, con las piernas bicicleta, nuestro vehículo de amor. Quédate aquí en mi pecho, río mío. Nos mediremos con las manos.
And so that was Caloncho with Brillo Mio. And then we came back there with a track by Dinosaur 88. Favi Fav, explain yourself.
Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Beep, boop.
You didn't understand that? Well, I just love this band because, you know, a lot of people are capitalizing on this nostalgia feels movement.
Tote.
You know, like Guardians of the Galaxy and now this new movie that's coming out right now.
Oh, Ready Player One.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said when I heard it. I was like, come totally. On, Ready Player One.
Yeah. Right? So mm-hmm. when I found out that these guys were Guatemalan, I automatically fell into an abismo of pasión, like Bebelito says. Yeah.
There should really be like a sort of like, you know, mind the abismo sort of sign just like around you
mind
guys.
The abismo. Mind the abyss. Yeah, but this is, you know, they're synth pop. They're really cool. They're mm-hmm. both from Guatemala. And they used to be, it's Luis Alonso and Sebas Mendez, and they're former members of another band that was more like surf rock.
Okay.
Which is also awesome.
What's the band? Does it have the name there?
Uh-huh. It's called Los Tiros.
Los Tiros. Uh-huh. I'll definitely look into that as well.
But who knew? What a vibrant music scene my country of Guatemala has.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you ever go to Guatemala, like just for whatever, they do these parties down there. There's a music collective called Sonido Moderna.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. I mean, it's just because it's Moderna, it's not gay. But but it's like these really cool like underground parties. Ernesto? I think that's his name.
Yeah, that's my cousin, yeah.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, like the head of Sonido Moderna, he's a great time. And yeah, definitely check out those parties. Those parties got crazy.
Mm-hmm. Down.
Okay, so we're entering our final segment. But before we talk about música, I just want to say, holy shit, thank you so much, guys, for being on the show.
No, are you kidding? Every time I'm in my favorite podcast, I feel like I'm fucking dreaming.
Yes.
I have like 1,000 themes for 1,000 future episodes. So every time you run out of ideas, Llámame cabrona, and I will record because again,
you got it,
you're my go-to podcast. I'm not kidding. You, Radio Menea, and Radio de Colores y Cabronas
Radio
y Chingonas.
De Colores. Radio de-
Shout out to Radio de Colores.
Somebody's tired.
De Colores Radio and Cabronas y Chingonas. But you, your podcast just plain makes me happy.
You That's guys, it.
Good.
I really love our like podcast family.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Isn't this so cool?
Shout out, hashtag Podcasterio.
Would you imagine this 2 years ago, dude?
No.
No. Like, that was the last thing we expected. Like, we're going to get 100 listens, and we're going to do our thing. And now we have fucking friends all over the place that love and do what we love and do. And that's fucking beautiful. And I want to wish you good luck because your future is fucking bright.
I hope so.
You're doing your thing, and that should be an inspiration to everybody out there.
Thank you. Thank you. And again, like, you guys have been incredibly generous, you know, giving us shout outs left and right. You know, I still like, I listen to the show and like, I still get like a rise every time you guys are like, oh my God, I heard this song on Songmas and boo 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 boo. And it's just like, oh my God, I talked about like, is it? It's just like, it's not about who's saying your name. It's about the fact that your name is being said.
Yes.
And that's really, really cool and really special. So again, thank you so much, you know, and I mean, like the listeners will often be like, Latinos Will Lunch directed us here, you know,
yes.
so glad we listened, you know.
Come through,
our listeners.
Listeners
are the best.
You guys are the best, listeners are the best. And like, you know, I've met a number of listeners. I'm going to do a South by Southwest recap soon, I promise.
I can't wait.
Yeah, because like I met, you know, Berenice, I want to say was her name. But anyway, like I met Harajuku Chola.
Yeah.
Shout out to like all the listeners I met in Texas. And I look forward to meeting more listeners along the way. Please say hi. Follow us on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, whatever. You know, we're going to be like making updates and stuff. If you have any song suggestions, make sure that you are, again, hit us up on social media or email us directly at songmessmusic@gmail.com. You can listen to the show on your favorite podcasting platforms like Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and SoundCloud. And if anything else, well, just hit me directly, you know, double tap my nudes and, you know, I love the likes. but yeah, so we're going to close out with one final song. Again, I am going to be doing a South by, probably it'll be in the past tense at this point, but yeah, what my top highlight from South by Southwest, which was just last week at that time of recording now, was Lido Pimienta.
Queen.
Bad bitch of the world.
Queen.
Afro-Colombiana, based in Toronto. She's a Canadian-Colombian singer, songwriter. She puts so much of like her identity, her experiences with like abuse and migration into her music. She speaks truth to power regularly. You know, at her shows, she invites brown women to the front, which has like, you know, incurred a lot of backlash because she performs often in Europe, Canada, and the US, and those are mostly, you know, white audiences. And experiencing her in South by Southwest, you know, I've seen her in New York a couple times with around brown audiences, and seeing her at South by Southwest around mostly white people, and seeing the way that the black and brown women in the audience felt around her was it like completely changed. It was transformative.
Beautiful.
I saw Lineker of Lineker Os Caramelos,
yes.
One of the biggest stars right now in Brazil, literally like headbanging, living her fucking life at like her first show at South by Southwest.
Hijo de la chingada,
stop it. I still get chills. I'm going to play a track off her latest album called La Papesa. The track is called Agua. it really tells you everything you need to know about Lido Pimienta. Again, this song is about the way that, you know, indigenous people are being deprived, in like her native Colombia, are being deprived of water. Like, there's water privatization happening all over Latin America. And this is, you know, just literally like the right to clean, the access to clean water is like now a commodity.
Mm. Hey, Lido, I sent you a message on Facebook and you responded like 7 years ago because you were making this badass mask. And I said, are you going to make them? You're like, yes. And I'm going to start selling them. I'm waiting for my mask. I'm going to buy it. I'm very happy for you. You're the fucking best. I love you.
Hit her up on Instagram. She will respond. Oh, 100% no, for certain.
Me pongo nervioso.
Okay. So again, thank you so much, Latinos for Lunch. This has been Song Mess. The track is Agua by Lido Pimienta. And yeah. Enjoy yourselves.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo, pop, pop.
Down.
Los cabellos de tu padre se fueron.